And now.
Capital 263.
Look out! Right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is Technology brought to you by Capital 263. Free to say it.
Free to do it.
That's right. And I'm joined here by a man of great substance himself.
Gary Tindayamano.
Oh, my guy. I am so honored. You're not a man of substance, but yeah. I'm also joined here by T-Cap.
Yeah. Dion.
Dion. That's it.
Yeah. Yes. Just Dion. Don't worry.
Yeah.
It's just Dion.
Dion.
Yep. The host.
all right. So speaking of things that are not boring, AMD recently announced that it's releasing Ryzen 3. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
So this is really good news for people that wanna that are really looking for a good market to performance ratio products in the whole PC market. They're releasing Ryzen 3, which is meant to compete with the
Core i3s,
and it's obviously going to be cheaper than the Core i3s. Judging that the Ryzen 5s are in the $200 range, that means
in what range again?
$200 range.
That's
like Core i5 performance. Yeah, there are some Core i5s in the $200 range, but then they're not the best. The best ones are like $400 range. This means
that's
that
actually pretty neat. Yeah.
So that means you're gonna be able to get like Core i3 performance around what $100, $180. That's a really good deal. And their processors are gonna have a minimum of 4 cores.
That's right, 4 cores. And I think what is more interesting for me here is the base clock for them for the Ryzen 3. That's going to be 3.1 gigahertz.
Yeah,
which is pretty impressive.
And that's really good. So that means 4 cores, 8 threads. 8 threads of data for something, $480. And we have Intel sometimes. I feel like AMD is shaking up the game in a really nice way because the first time we're seeing Intel trying hard and stuff. And Intel was so scared that they announced that they're going to be releasing a new line of the Coffee Lake processors are going to have a minimum core count of 6. That's really dope. So that means mainstream processors are going to have 6 cores.
That just goes to show you like what I said in this. I think it was a previous episode.
Yeah.
That I get happy when AMD do well, mainly because they kind of force Intel to do better.
Yeah.
And that's what we need in the market: competition.
That's really good. So that means we're going to get more performance for lower prices than before. So it's better when two companies are competing than when one company is monopolizing the market.
Mm-mm. So if you're looking to build a PC and you want to get a processor, would you recommend the Ryzen 3, Gary?
Well, the benchmarks, you haven't seen them so far. But then, judging from what... Okay, I know at first I was against Ryzen, but I think
The tides are actually turning now.
Yeah, the tides are really turning.
Dion, you need him.
Thank God Dion is not here. You'd wipe it in my face.
He would.
And AMD also releases Epic processors, which are server processors. And the $2,000 Epic processors.
Epic with a Y, by the way.
Yeah.
Because it's sexy.
No, it's actually the $4,000. Yeah. The $4,000 Epic processor is beating out the $8,000 Intel Xeon Premium processor. Can you grab my phone there? It's behind you. Which is really sad on Intel's behalf. And Intel released a statement saying that, well, these Epic processors are 4 glued together desktop processors that are reused. And that is really petty. Coming from Intel, I am not shocked.
I am shocked. Something that Intel would
petty.
Do.
It's really petty.
Yep, and it's Intel we're talking about, so yeah.
Oh, Intel doesn't really do petty things. I don't have... You recall a history of them doing petty things.
Well, no, but then, I've heard rumors about them doing horrible things. Not really petty, but just horrible, like straight up horrible things. Like, they deliberately made their CPUs work in a way that if you put an AMD GPU, it will crash.
Well, that's competition.
Yeah, so...
And you know what? So, what's, what's really touching about this is that, alright, yeah. One of their new Xeon processors. One of their Xeon processors that goes for $2,000.
$2,000, yeah.
Is being compared to an AMD Ryzen CPU, AMD 7 1800X, that goes for $499. And that's...
Wait, what? Wait, yeah. Wait, $2,000.
Yeah.
Being compared to a $500 processor. Yeah. How? Are they, they're comparable.
Yeah. Symmetrical multi-threaded performance is similar. Web saving, Intel is 35%, whilst AMD is 31%.
So if that's the case, then
runtime scripting Intel is 26%, whilst AMD is 23%.
Are these both server processors or?
No. One is a server processor, whilst the other one is just, I wouldn't say enthusiast class. Well, but it's just like a top-end processor.
Ah, okay.
It's a top-end budget processor.
Ah, okay. And I think I understand what this kind of processor is. So, that's very interesting. But then if Intel are giving out processors like this, then why are people buying them? Are they...
Well,
what's going on?
The thing is that Intel sometimes is beaten out by AMD. But then the thing is, sometimes if you want the ultimate performance, Intel offers it. Because as much as AMD might come close to the Intel benchmarks and sometimes beat them, overall, Intel is better.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a shame. That's a really bad shame.
Yeah, but then that's really cool. I really love the fact that we're seeing competition in the whole GPU and CPU market. And speaking of GPU market, we also Ryzen, they also AMD also announced that they're gonna be officially launching AMD Vega very soon, and they're aiming for the 1080 GTX market, and it's gonna be $300 cheaper than the GTX.
The GTX.
Yeah.
Current price of the GTX right now, the GTX 1080.
Like
$600 to $700.
$600 to $700.
Is this before or after the inflation gate crap where rubbish happened thing?
No, this is the estimated. No, this is their you know how when a company is releasing a product, they give you a price, but then you can choose to go beyond it or lower it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. So that's what AMD said. This the processor is supposed to cost. But people obviously would choose.
Well, there's going to be those specific ASUS builds of the processor that'll be cheaper and whatnot.
Overclocked editions and everything.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was just really interesting. And like we predicted in our other podcast, Ethereum value is now going down, and GPUs are starting to come back to the market. For instance, last week on Amazon, RX 580s were completely sold out. For like the last 2-3 months, they have been really difficult to find. Really, really difficult.
I'm guessing that AMD and Nvidia just wrapped up production to meet demand and started chucking out so many graphics cards, and now, well, Ethereum, like we said, the value is going down. So what are we going to see?
Well,
we're going to see the price of graphics cards go
down. We've been seeing graphics cards coming onto Amazon, like 200 graphics cards at a time sometimes.
Wow.
But they're still selling out.
They're still selling out?
Yeah, because people have been holding out for months now, like 5 months waiting for graphics cards to come. Obviously, when they come, they're going to sell out. Because people need graphics cards.
We need it.
We need graphics cards. Yeah, and which is really sad because I'm also trying to build a gaming PC. And
hey, I just entered into that market too now.
Yeah, and so sadly enough, somebody tried to sell me a GTX 730 for $150.
$700 series for that price.
Yeah.
Was it new at least?
It's from 2013, but it's a 1 gig card. You can't do anything with it these days.
1 gig card.
Yeah.
I have a 1 gig card.
Unless if it was like a 770
770 would have been reasonable. Yeah. 770X.
770 has got a performance similar to the 1080. To the 1050. With the 1050 Ti, which is good.
Yeah. But it would have a bit more memory. But yeah.
Which is sucks.
But that's just the problem with this whole region in general. Like, it's really hard to find good deals.
See what you did there. You're learning from the master. Yeah.
Yes, yes. I've learned.
Yeah. High master.
That means you're welcome. I actually learned that.
You learned from the master well.
Gary Sensei.
Alright, but yeah, you really have a point there. Like,
yeah.
The whole tech market in Southern Africa is really complicated. I mean, the lack of good deals here is really difficult and it's really annoying.
It's atrocious, really.
For example, I was just on onai.com, which is like Amazon.
A brilliant site where you can find brilliant deals and buy brilliant products.
Right, I wouldn't call it Amazon for Southern Africa, but then it's good. Let's just call it Craigslist.
Yeah, exactly. It's the Craigslist of Zimbabwe.
So I was just looking out for desktops. Then I saw an Intel desktop 280. Going for $907 with the dual core processor.
Sorry, and Intel 280
HP. What's called an HP 280 with the Intel dual core processor. Going for $907. Yeah, which is
how do you just go there and then just say I have this product and then throw in a price? Like they just let you put in a.
That's the problem. People are selling. Price are selling things, products at highly inflated prices, and which is really terrible. It's really, really, really terrible. But yeah, that is one of the problems we're facing. And it's as a gamer or somebody who's just trying to make something that's enthusiast class or something that's good or powerful, you're gonna really have a hard time looking and scouring the market for goods. Yeah, and the only place where you can actually get good things is South Africa.
Yes, and not even South Africa, just even Botswana had. I remember Botswana had. It's not as big because Botswana's smaller than Zimbabwe, but then they used to have this just one shop that you could get all the parts you liked. Like, everything was there. It was a fully functioned shop. I think it was called the Monkey something, I can't remember. Because I used to get my parts from there. And even in South Africa, there's every corner you go to, you can
find. They even have Evertech, I don't know how it's pronounced.
Evertech?
Yeah, that.
That one, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
And that place is really good because they already have the Core i9s. They already have...
They already have the Core i9s, don't they?
They already have the Core i9s. They've been selling those for some time now. They have the latest GPUs, the latest CPUs. They have the most customizable gaming towers and everything. Not everything that's gaming oriented per se, but then they even have enthusiast class components.
Yeah.
So if you need of a working station, you can easily create that. So now the problem we're mainly facing in Southern Africa is that if you're trying to get something, right, let's say something that would normally cost you like $400 outside there. Let's say in the Western world. Or
yeah, like in just the general price of it, something is $400.
Yeah, if you were to take those things and try to make something of that same performance in Southern Africa, it's obviously going to cost you maybe double that, if not triple, which really is sad.
Especially in Zimbabwe, it's horrible because, like, you look at the price for phones, for example. You know, of course, phones are really expensive. Samsung Galaxy S8 was $800. How much do you think it will cost here?
$1,300.
Yeah, $1,300. That's the cheapest.
Yeah, the iPhone 7 costs $1,500, which is really...
$1,500. It goes up to $2,000 for a phone. And
I could buy a car.
Yeah, you could literally buy a used car with that kind of money. And, you know, when you look at it from outside and you tell someone that, look, I'm buying a phone for $2,000, they wouldn't believe you.
But that's a reality we have to live with. And the problem, also another problem we are facing in Zimbabwe is that there are tech shops with air quotes, with quotes around them, tech shops. The problem is all these companies are claiming to do tech and tech-oriented stuff, but then you get into the shop. What do you see? Phones, Bluetooth speakers. That's pretty much it. And we do not have companies that are catering for everyone. We rarely have that.
I give a challenge to any listener right now, if you're in Harare, or even if you're in Bulawayo, or any other city in the country. I challenge you to go into as many tech shops as you can and find anything with the brand Cooler Master. If you find something with Cooler Master, tell me what shop that is. Or Rogue.
I don't know what Rogue is. Asus Rogue.
Oh, Asus. Yes. Yeah, look. You'll never find them. Cooler Master is this amazing company that makes desktops.
Desktop components.
And coolers, peripherals as well.
Cases.
I had an amazing Cooler Master case that did, my computer had a Core i3. This was back in 2011. But, that thing would never heat up.
They really have good performance.
As a child, because that was my desktop, I didn't know what it meant for a computer to quote unquote heat up. It made no sense to me because, well, my Cooler Master would just cool it down all the time.
Oh, so you're one of the cool kids. That is dry. That was so dry.
Jesus. That was so dry, it might as well have been dry ice. Yeah, but it's that. And I think that needs to change. And people, we need to do something about it.
But then I think this is actually going deeper than what is on the surface. The other thing that's also affecting this are the high duties that people have to pay on the borders. Sometimes double, triple it. People
75 to 95%.
They just estimate what they think what you're buying costs, and they charge you. Which is really sad. But then, I really hope that in the future, we are seeing that. We are seeing a couple of shops trying to do something different and taking up the market. But then, will this be enough to save this? Will this be enough to bring change?
Yeah, let us know. Let us know what you think. Do we need more tech shops? Do we need better tech shops? Will you want to start your own tech shop, hopefully, and start having Cooler Masters around? Let us know and, talk to us, bro.
I'm sad now.
Gary, where can they find you?
Oh, you can find me at my house. you can find me on Instagram. My name is Hugo Docking. Hugo the Slum God.
Yeah, you've changed.
Yeah, I changed.
You've upgraded from King to God.
You can reach out to our podcast page, which is Tech Knowledge Podcast. Yeah.
Yeah, expecting that .com.
Exactly.
You hyped it up and everyone's like,
Yeah.
You can find me on Twitter at I am Dion Spring. And you can find the podcast on Twitter as well at Technology FM. And on Facebook at Technology FM.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So please leave your feedback on the page.
Reach out to us, what you think. Yeah, let us know as well.
Yeah, possible topics of discussion, people you might think that we need to interview and everything like that. Yeah, so yeah, cool. Bye.
Bye.
And now. Capital 263.